This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking all about our adventures at Brew Year's Eve as we sip a couple sours from New Belgium. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? It's Nick White.
And it's 2018.
It's our first show of the year, man. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. Cheers.
Cheers, man.
And you know what? We're starting off the new year by not even drinking Chicago beer.
That's true. Yeah, we're drinking these sours from New Belgium, man. We got Oscar and Felix. This is from their Wood Cellar Reserve, Brad.
Okay.
Yeah, so both were. It looks like they're both sour ales aged in whiskey barrels, Leopold Brother whiskey barrels.
Okay, and this isn't a trend for us for the new year is to drink less Chicago beer. No, yeah. Just something we had, and you wanted to crack them open, so.
Yeah, man. I'm like, dude, I don't know if we've had any sours, intentionally had any sours. I know in the cellar raid, some of those, those stouts went sour.
Yeah, maybe if we had a distill, that would be the only thing I could think of, but.
Yeah.
Not. I don't end up picking up sours because it's more of a show where we're chatting and drinking, and sours, they make you pucker and you like get thirsty drinking
it's
them a little
all
bit.
All the above.
Yeah. So.
All the above. So we'll see how these are treating us, man.
But yeah, it's a good way to kick off the new year, get the show rolling here. If this is your first time listening, what we do here is we talk about the beer we're drinking. We talk about the events we made it to and stuff that's upcoming. And then we end it with a little beer news. Yeah, that's kind of the rundown for the show. That's probably where it's going to keep going here this year, unless we change it up or find something better. Or if you have a better idea, let us know. You can email us or tweet us. Do that.
Right on.
But this week, I think the main thing we're talking about is Brew Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Because we both went to it. That was the only thing I went to.
At least the third Brew Year's Eve, right? It's got to have been. I feel like this is my third year. So
yeah.
Third or fourth year, I think.
Oh, I did go to, before we get into that, I did go to Mousetrap.
Oh, right on. You went to Mousetrap.
Yeah. Stopped in there and had a beer. The place is way bigger than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. You went a few weeks ago. It's nice. It's fine. It's good. I feel like it's
fine.
Better. It's going to be better in the summertime. Mm-hmm. It's just something about it. I didn't want to hang out there in the winter.
Yeah.
It is a little out of the way, so you're going there. You're not really doing anything else.
Yeah, it's in the shadows of that Whole Foods. So what's that? I want to say I think that's Goose Island. The neighborhood is Goose Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Borders like Lincoln Park.
Yeah, but tons of space. I can see rolling up there on the bike once the weather gets better. But.
Yeah. Yeah, they said there's parking in the back. And speaking of sours, they got some massive fooders. When you walk in, I wonder where those came from.
Yeah, they have a lot of beer on tap. They have even more merchandise than I think Beguile has. Beguile has a lot of merchandise, but I think Off Color might have more going on at their Mousetrap now. But that was the only thing besides Brew Year's Eve I made it to. So, Brew Year's Eve.
Right on. You know, I've been to that place before, Architectural Artifacts, but apparently they own two storefronts because the space I went was on the other side of that wall, and it was just... it's just basically a raw open event space.
Okay.
So I'd actually never been on this side where Brew Year's Eve was.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it was cool. It's like an actual store, you know, it looks just like Salvage Wine.
Yeah, I think may have said it here, talked about it somewhere else. It's Salvage Wine. If you were to remake Salvage Wine today, this is what it would be. It's it's industrial. It's clean. It's straight lines.
I love this. Got three floors, and it's got this this bridge that that passes the stage.
The catwalk.
The catwalk. You got a catwalk that over the stage, you know, so you can stand on the stage and you can stand on the catwalk and watch the show. And you know, it goes three floors up, really high ceilings. Yep. You can party on all three levels. They were really serious about you not touching anything. At Salvage One, you can hop on stuff, you can get in the bathtub, sort of thing.
Yeah.
None of that here.
No, really? Okay. Yeah. I touched a few things.
Do not touch.
Oh shit.
I saw a lot of walkie talkies. I was like, yeah, but you know. It was cool, man. A lot of like ruins from like yesteryear, right? Like things you would find like in ancient Rome.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't really spend that much time looking at the stuff.
A lot of like camels and, you know, statues and, you know, horse heads made out of brick and that kind of thing. Like, you know.
Damn.
It was pretty cool. Like stuff that you see that's cool, but you're like, man, where would I put that?
Right. Yeah.
It's like, but it's cool.
It's like those people that buy those cigar Indians. Outside of cigar shops, and if you own one, it's like, oh, really? What are you doing with that in your house? What are you doing with the giant pillar in your bedroom?
Yeah, you've got this huge carved Indian, and his life is like 6 foot one. Like, why do you have this?
Right. It's that kind of stuff.
It's that kind of stuff.
But the space was, it was great. They are going to do Brew Year's Eve there next year.
Oh, right on.
So Salvage One, they're out. Whatever, it was a bride that ended up reserving the space this past year, and nothing they could do.
Yeah, so I guess like 600 people in this space. Run Forest Run, the ultimate 90s party band was there. And then they took breaks, and there was like this other acoustic act tour. So back where the cocktails were, when they stopped, this other guy would sit in the corner. You know, like coffee house style and play his acoustic guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was waiting on him to smash and set it on fire at the end of his set, but
no dives.
But it was cool. The two bands were cool. I know we talked about like different types of tunes. This was straight up 90s party tunes in comparison to last year, which was not.
Yeah, last year, I think we harped on the band quite a bit. That was probably our biggest issue with Brew Year's Eve last year was the music. It was bad.
It's hard to tee up to, you know. Third Eye Blind, right?
Yeah, and they were playing a lot of country last year. This year, yeah, like we said, it was 90s. They dipped into a couple 2000 songs because they had They had a couple 2000-ish songs in there. And then they did a lot of like white hip hop. Like that's the best way to describe
like
it, right?
Music you'd hear on like B96 in the late mid 90s, like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like the MC Hammer.
Jock jams.
Jock jams kind of rap or hip hop, I guess. Yeah. So that was nice. Really good. Yeah, they were great. They were super fun. Everyone was out there dancing, it seemed, at some point during at least one of the sets.
It was a good time, man. Mm-hmm. I liked the, there was one, most of the breweries were downstairs and one was upstairs. It was Pipeworks, right? From what I could gather, the beers that ran out the fastest were probably, well, I didn't get to the Bourbon County Coffee, and I didn't get to Sailor's Kush. And I was there maybe, I don't know, doors opened at 8. I was probably there about 9-ish.
What was Sailor's Kush?
Sailor's Kush was a pub-only IPA from Half Acre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then they had Lead Feather, and then they had, you know, maybe tuna or something. But I really went to Sailor's Kush.
Oh, I didn't. I think I skipped that. Was it, what kind of beer was it?
It was a double IPA.
Oh, that's why I skipped it. I think I saw it. I was like, I don't need a double IPA for my first beer.
Man, I tried. No, the first beer I had when I got upstairs was the Encore from Pipeworks.
Okay.
And then I went back for a second round, and it was gone.
Pipeworks stuff ran out very quickly because I think they were the only brewer upstairs, so people were just like, yep, I'll take it. Give it to me.
Yeah. I like the nice, tight tap list, you know, not like a – not just 10 brewers.
Yeah.
You know, and each brewer's bringing, like, three items. There was a ton of cocktails, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was looking at and they had some cool little names to the cocktails. I was looking that up real quick. But
yeah, I didn't make it back to the area where the one acoustic guy was playing and the cocktails and wine were at. I saw some people with very clear-looking wine that looked like water, but they were drinking wine. There's lots of neon blue cocktails going around.
Yeah. That was probably the New Year's Eve drink. It looks like it was mostly all CH distillery stuff for the spirits. So
nice. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't try any of them. You have any of the cocktails?
Yeah. We had like three or four of them.
Okay.
Honestly, I was all about the beer though.
Okay.
The cocktails were fine. Not my favorite, but I was really about the beer.
Yeah, well, yeah. It is Brewer's Eve, so you're there for the beer. That's kind of what we're there for. I don't think I had any of those, like you mentioned, those two beers from Half Acre and Goose Island. There was no, like, standout beers for me. I went back for a couple Pipeworks beers just because we were upstairs for a while.
Yeah, I think Pipeworks had, they had Warbird, and then they had, like, their Session IPA. Maybe it was probably Little Citra.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I had a Beguile, I had a Milk Stout from somebody, and something from Hopewell, or no, I had the Lou from Salamoth.
The Pollyanna Fun Stout was there.
Oh, okay. But
I passed over that. I was just staying light. I've just been real stout heavy lately.
Yeah, I don't really love that Fun Size.
Yeah, Fun Size. That's what it's called. Yeah. Fun. It's like inspired by like a Snickers bar or something.
That's fine. It's interesting.
But. Yeah. So they give you approachable beers, and then they throw you a few curveballs.
Yeah.
With some really fun one-off tappings, especially from the Half Acre one and the Goose one and the Pipeworks one.
Yeah.
Those are fun. Everything else was kind of like, let's play it safe. Get you some mainline stuff with a few options.
Yeah, and that's what you want. You want
for that kind of crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want.
Because you are drinking from, like you said, about 8 o'clock till 1 a.m. So with nowhere to go, nowhere to really sit, because you can't just, like, chill for a minute. There's tables.
Yeah.
But I think they were all standing tables.
Yeah. There's,
was there any sit-down? I don't remember.
There were a couple. There was, like, a little lounge area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a little lounge area. The stairs were really big. A lot of people in between songs sat on the stairs. Yeah. It was, like, it kind of reminded you of, like, a high school ball or something at that point.
Right.
I like the guy taking pictures, and then his picture instantly shows up on this magnet wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he was floating around.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Forgot to, that I was got a my fun picture feature. Taken a few times.
The pizza bar was a really fun feature. You look up, there's hot pizza rolling in. Mm-hmm. You know, and then past hors d'oeuvres too. I think everything from like, you know,
bacon wrapped dates, meatballs, sandwiches.
There was like jumbo shrimp running around at one point. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Didn't eat enough hors d'oeuvres. That was a mistake of mine for the night.
I went to work on pizza. Okay. I put in some work on that pizza. Yeah, I really enjoyed the fact that you know, you had like three totally different vibes over the three floors. You know, like downstairs was kind of dimly lit and kind of intimate, you know, the downstairs open space where the band was.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that's where the bars were. And then you go upstairs and it's like, it literally, everything's in the middle of the store, you know, and then you walk around to the third floor and it's an extension of that, but a lot more just open space.
Oh, cool.
You can overlook all three floors and see the band too. I dug that feature.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, man. Like, the parking was nice. Everything was cool.
Oh, so you drove up there?
We parked right in front of the building.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally, like... doors, one slot over.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, hey.
I don't mess around with driving on New Year's Eve. That seems like a recipe for disaster, not only for myself, but everyone else on the road, too.
These are facts.
Yeah.
I would not recommend it. No.
We ended up leaving there and heading back to our buddy Sergio's house because Lyfts and Ubers were, you know, they were like $50.
Right.
So we waited that out till like 3 a.m., I think.
Oh, yeah. This is probably the... this is peak time for them. New Year's Day has got to be their biggest day.
Yeah, so we waited out then at like 3 a.m., you know, normal prices.
And wow.
And you wonder, like, who's the guy driving around on New Year's Day at 3 a.m. and is fine with it?
Yeah, somebody who's like, he's like, I don't care about these parties. I'm going to get out here and make like $2,000 tonight driving this cab.
But at like 3 a.m. when it's back to the normal price, you're not even making anything. Like,
oh, yeah, you're just out at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
When you could have been partying.
Maybe you partied and you sobered up. You're like, all right, now I'm going to drive.
You're at a lame house party. Yeah, you're like, you know what? I'm going to go make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like these people anyway. I'm going to go make some money.
They don't have my kind of beer. I'm out.
But yeah, so you so you drank at Sergio's?
Yep.
Right on.
Yeah, making cocktails, had some beers there. So overall, pretty solid New Year's.
Yeah. We were so far north at Artifacts, architectural artifacts.
Yeah,
artificial is what you want to say. No, architectural artifacts. Spyful was up there. Spyful's new tap room. So we drove over there, and had a little and got to see the guys.
Oh, you know? Cool.
Yeah. So they were on a 5-barrel system, and now they're on a 30-barrel system. But they got 60-barrel fermenters, so they're making a ton of beer. And even though their operation is like, because you know, we talked about Pipeworks and how they're they got a huge operation now, but they're still independent in the city. And but you know, Spiteful is a little bit smaller than that, but they signed with Wurtz or Breakthrough Beverage, you know. They signed with them, and I'm like, well, what are the determining factors? Like, why sign versus not signing, you know?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, dude, you know, we want to brew. The two of us want to brew. And, you know, when you self-distribute, you're becoming, like, it's all about logistics. You're becoming a transportation company in a sense.
Right, yeah.
You know, and they didn't really want to deal with, like, hiring those types of roles. So they signed with Breakthrough.
Makes sense.
And Breakthrough just sold. They got a different name now. But basically the Wurtz family.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense because, yeah, you got to – you start a business or you go into business because you like the thing and you quickly like find out there's other things to do and you either hire people to do that stuff you don't like or you step up and do it and then you don't do what you like.
Yeah. So that was cool. They got a barley wine on called like Messenger Bob that I thought was really good.
Oh, nice.
I was like, dude, I woke up the next morning and I'm thinking to myself like, man, that's better than the Bourbon County barley wine. Like, this wasn't barrel-aged or anything. It was just a really nice barley wine.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm surprised at how good that was, you know.
Damn.
It was very, very good. Okay. That's coming out in bottles and tall boys. I mean, bombers. Sorry, not tall boys. Bombers.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to make it over to Spiteful sometime. But I think if I go, I got to hit up Half Acre and Spiteful. So I'm just waiting for the time to just go to both.
They're right next door. I like that they were, you know, it was a nice option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think Half Acre was open until 2 a.m. Spiteful was open until 1.
Okay.
You know, so it was cool to hit that one.
Nice.
After, like, a nice little post game.
Cool. But I think we both recommend Brew Year's Eve this year. Like, even, like, we already recommended it last year.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I would say more so this year. Like,
yeah, I feel like, you know, I love that every walk of life is there. You know, you got some people dressed like they're going to, like, you know, see the opera. You got some guys just chilling and, you know, in T-shirts. I love the range of people. You don't really get to see people that you know.
Who was in a T-shirt
in that setting?
Negative,
there was a female.
And negative 10 degrees.
There was a female with some really cool, like, bell-bottom pants, and she had a T-shirt on, and it was, like, from some band, and all the dates from the tour were on the back of the shirt.
Okay.
I remember that. I'm like, you know, it worked for her, but, you know. But, yeah, that and, man, you know, it's such a good party that I don't know what else I would do on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's to that point where, you know, it's a proper way to end the year. I think it's a great time, so.
Damn.
Yeah. I want to know what happened at Bader Bros party. They did expose this year. I'm curious to know if anybody went. I'd love to know what went down there.
Yeah, I didn't see, or I didn't have a chance to look up anything or find out what happened, so, yeah. Cool. Anything else you hit up this past week, then?
No.
That was it. That's how we rang in the new year. Some Brew Year's Eve. Good way to do it.
You know, this. I moved on to the second of these, the Wood Cellar Reserve from New Belgium.
This one.
I moved into the Felix. The first one was the Oscar. The second one is a golden sour ale aged in apple-flavored whiskey barrels. I actually thought that blackberry would be my favorite. I think this one's a little bit better for me.
Oh, really? I'm liking blackberry
a little more.
Something about the aroma on this sour one's kind of putting me off a little bit.
But, yeah.
But it's not bad. It's tasty. It has that, like, cidery
flavor. Maybe that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Like a nice boozy sour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but, what was I going to say? Oh, this is the first time they've ever, they're 26 years old. This is the first time they've ever put their whiskey barrel aged sours in a bottle.
Oh,
the New Belgium guys, like, they've, you know, they do Lips of Faith series all the time, but
yeah,
those are usually wine barrels or just like French oak barrels. That's those are whiskey barrels.
Nice. So, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So that leads us into what's coming up this week, which we're still easing into the new year. I know a lot of people are still off work or they are still like checked out this week.
Yeah, they're there, but it's all about, hey, how was your holiday?
Yeah, like, let me catch up on emails. I guess it's still a 4-day week. You know what? Maybe we'll take Friday off again, and you have late Christmas parties happening. So, yeah. So it's still quiet out there as far as drinking, and everyone's kind of trying to recover still from New Year's. To a degree. Yeah. But we do find a few events happening. So what do we got on the calendar?
Right on. Let's see. It looks like Saturday is the Beer Temple's 5th anniversary, man.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was quick.
Their new space is 5 years
old. Right. They just built the space like 6 months ago, and it's already 5 years old. Gosh. But I guess they were in the, I guess they were in the other space that long.
Okay.
But I know he had a he does a video show where he reviews a beer. Is that was that other space open 5 years already? The other liquor store?
That's what this is that's saying.
That's what this says. Man, that was quick.
Yeah.
Oh, so the beer temple.
I've still never been in.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like one of the, literally one of the closest stores to the studio. And Brad's like, never been. It should be a thing where like you just like never go. And we always talk about how you never go and it's so close.
Yeah, I walk by it like all the time if we go to lunch, if we go to Kuma's or what's Donor Bar. And it's like, oh, there, yeah. should we stop in it and like grab something?
Should we see what's up?
Nah.
Yeah.
I've gone to Metropolitan or Metropolis. Yeah,
I love that. That should be the running joke.
I just have it. I don't know.
You have to like never go. So for their fifth anniversary, they're doing 5 hours of $5 drafts.
Okay.
From 11 to 4, they get all the cool beers. I don't know. Sure, yeah. How else do you describe Beer Temple? They get any cool beer you can think of.
I don't
of
know.
Locally made.
I can't. And a lot attest of to what they have.
Let's see. So they're saying. They're one of these crews. You see other breweries, other liquor stores doing it now, but they're one of those crews that kind of started out like, hey, from day one, you come in, we're gonna have a lot of beer for you to just taste. We're gonna sample out, like, you know, some seasonal stuff. We're gonna sample out a lot of cool shit every time you come.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're encouraging people to like, you know, bring some bottles to share, and they're gonna pour out some special bottles because it's a slashy. They have a liquor store and they have a full bar.
Right. Okay. So,
yeah, that is 11 to 4 on Saturday. Saturday is the 6th.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, so check that out. They usually have stuff like Scratch sometimes. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Then what else we got?
Man, that's actually all I got. You know, next week, Thursday, which is the 11th, Claire's Thirsty Ale tapping at Haymarket.
Oh, and then the 12th, which is Friday, is their anniversary party, right?
Correct. Yeah. So they're going to be partying, man. You know, they sold tickets. They didn't sell the Eventbrite tickets. Uh-huh. So you could pre-order the bottles of Claire's because they're bottling for the first time. If you have one of those tickets, you can show up at 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, Haymarket's open at 11 a.m. So what time are they? They're not clear on, it's not clear on what time they're tapping Claire's. I want to go for the Claire's on draft.
Right, yeah.
Maybe a growler if I can. I'd really want a bottle, but.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were bottling it.
Damn. Okay, so that's a pretty sweet deal. So. 2 o'clock, you can pick up your bottle. You had to pre-order the bottle, though?
Yeah, you had to pre-order the bottle on New Year's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and those all went pretty quick.
Yeah, so, I'm sure.
But if you don't have a ticket, you can still try Claire's on tap. Claire's is a Russian Imperial Stout aged in bourbon barrels with raspberry.
Mm-hmm. And then the party, their anniversary party, is the next day, which they may still have Claire's on draft. So
maybe.
You could hit up the place on Friday with the hopes of still having Claire's.
Yeah, so that's on the 11th, which is next Thursday. Also on the 11th, man, it looks like Lyft, the car share app, is getting into the beer business. So
beers in the car.
Beers in the car, man. Road sodas, man. Yeah.
Would you like a little water, or would you like this beer?
You know, we got this. So they're calling it the 5-star Munich Helles Lager launch party.
Okay.
It's going to be at Väderbrau. The beer's being made by Väderbrau for Lyft.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Just Lyft Chicago.
Just Lyft Chicago, as far as we can tell. Let's see. This is each can of this beer is going to have a code on it where you can get up to 60% off of your Lyft ride.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So this is, you know, it's kind of a smart play. They're leveraging their brand with, you know, local beer drinkers in San Jose.
Because usually you are drinking and you need a ride.
This is true. And if you're going to drink, you may as well drink this beer that Väderbrau made for us. Yeah. So there's a launch party for that the same day as Claire's. That's down at Väderbrau. That's at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So you could really touch both of those. You know?
And you said, did you say there's a code on every can?
There's a code on every can.
Yeah.
The wordplay is kind of clever because it says the code for a discount Lyft ride is up to 60%.
Oh.
But, you know, so that could be anything.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's probably for first-time rides or something.
Yeah, that's the one reason I don't get down with the promos, because if you already have an account, the promo doesn't apply to you.
Everyone's got an account.
I got an account. The only time it works for me is if I'm in a different city. And if, you know, you sign up for it, you can get it works in other cities.
Or
that one time.
You grab a new email address and just make a new one.
Just make a new one. That's probably easier.
Because you could do the Google thing and just be like, whatever for chicagobeerpass@gmail, be like chicagobeerpass.1@gmail, chicagobeerpass.2.
And you can
grab those promo codes.
Explore this town of ours at a discounted rate. This is true.
All right, so check out, look for that beer around town. We'll have to see if we can grab some and give it a try.
I'm curious.
Yeah, five-star pills.
Cheers to those guys, man.
Not five-star pills.
No, right? But there is there's a four-star pills.
Yeah.
There is a four-star pills, and this is the five-star lager. Why five stars?
Well, because you rate people five stars.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Man, that's slick. I like that. I didn't put that together. Oh, my Chicago flag only has four stars. I don't get it.
Feels like AB's gonna not like this five star thing.
There might be a conversation about that.
Yeah,
we'll see. Mm.
All right. So that's all the events for this week. We do have a little bit of news before we wrap up this first episode of 2018.
For sure. Let's see. Let's talk about On Tour Brewing, man. The 2017 Small Brewer of the Year, Brewers Association Small Brewer of the Year, they turn one this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they are celebrating with a couple specials on Friday. You can get their barrel-aged brown ale. It's called Harbor Street. That goes on sale. And then on Sunday, they're doing a $5 Crowler special.
Nice. This is the first time I feel like I am not surprised at 1 year. I was like, oh, 2 years, I would be like, oh, wow. 2 years already? 1 year, I'm like, already only 1 year?
Yeah.
I think because I've been to On Tour so many times that I'm just like not surprised. I thought right. They were already established more. But that's cool that they're having an event and offering these beers.
Still kind of unbelievable, man, that they scored like a small brewery a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. Mm-hmm. Totally unexpected. Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see. And the creator of Blue Moon, his name is Keith Vila. Yeah, Keith was the head brewmaster and global brand ambassador over at Blue Moon. He created that beer in 1995. He's retiring today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
After over 20 years in brewing. So that's, I think Blue Moon was a seminal moment in beer. I think it was at the time they were making it in Denver, and then they ultimately got picked up by Miller Coors. But, you know, they were a small brew pub in Colorado, from my understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those beers that kind of transcended a lot of other beers.
Yeah, it reshaped the scene quite a bit, yeah.
It really did, yeah. It's the first time that I think, like, you know, something outside of that macro lager family put up some really dominant numbers. Like, yeah. So, I mean, for example, last year, they made $258 million in grocery stores and convenience stores in sales off of Blue Moon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an impressive feat, you know. Yeah. And it changed the conversation for a lot of people. It was a gateway drug into locally produced small craft brew for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's retiring after 28 years. Yeah. So.
And it was one of those beers, even after Coors picked them up, you could still – it was like a Sierra Nevada Blue Moon – around Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. And it's at a point now where, you know, it's kind of synonymous. It's like, you know, it's a calling card for people that don't really know what they want. Like, they go to a bar now and, you know, you're not familiar with most of the list. You can say something like, hey, you got anything that tastes like Blue Moon?
Yeah.
Right? It's something, you know, it's something we can all identify with. So so from that standpoint, it was a pretty cool run for Blue Moon.
Awesome.
And it doesn't sound like they're done. They did 258 mil last year with this one fucking beer. So.
That's crazy.
It's a whole family of beers, though. So.
Yeah. You know, Orchada Blue Moon. Orchada Love Blue it. Moon. Love it.
Yeah. So cheers to him, man.
Awesome.
Finally in the news, I was on Beer Download on Saturday.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
They got the same microphones we got, man. We have the Rhodes, but theirs is like whatever the Sony equivalent is.
Oh, okay.
But that same style.
They look like it.
They look a lot like it, yeah. They're going to replay that on Lumpin' Radio on Saturday, this Saturday coming up.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
What is that? 104.5, 105.4. It's Lumpin' Radio.
Yeah. That's cool. How long was the episode?
It was like a half hour ep.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what was cool? Is that, you know, I was on the radio once when I was seven.
Yeah.
There was this
like you called in.
I was on the radio. it was on the radio. And it was something like, you know, what does Easter mean to me or something. I was in Catholic school, right?
Yeah, okay.
I'm spilling this Oscar. And oh, but that's the only time I've been on the radio.
Okay.
So
yeah, I don't think I've ever really been on the radio either.
So that part was really cool because, you know, Beer Download is a podcast, but the last year or so they've been recording at Lumpin'. And Lumpin' is owned by the Maria's crew, which is also the crew behind Mars Brewing in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So check it out.
That's awesome. Cool. We'll tweet out a link or mention it on social medias and, yeah, let everyone know.
Right on. Yeah, that's it for news, man.
Cool. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. We hit that, like, 30-minute mark, so we're good. Mm. And, yeah, we're going to get out of here. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not recording here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. We got other videos going up on the YouTube channel usually every week. I think I forgot, and I have a backlog of beers to post that we've been drinking. So okay. Check that out. And... yeah, we'll be back next week. Hopefully we make it to some of these events that are happening. Maybe I'll make it to Beer Temple. And yeah, we'll be talking about that. So take care.
Cheers.